We all have a story, don't we? And this one is a little bit surprising, considering how he has ended up. Our next guest is half Irish. His maternal grandfather was born in Dublin. And as a kid, his grandpa watched him while his mother was at work. Grandpa had a map of Ireland hung on his basement wall, and he was very proud. On occasion, he would force our guest to eat corned beef, and he could not stand it. So you can imagine when he was hired at Wiggly's, when he was 15 years old, Tom Wiggly tweaked the flavor and created the great recipe we know today, one that was going to be enjoyed by all ages. And our guest believed that he was going to change the world, well, at least the Detroit area. And it's been his passion for the last 45 years, and that's Jim Klein, Wiggly's vice president. Let me thank you in advance for once again being a great sponsor for the Paul W. Smith St. Patrick's Day party. Thank you so much, Jim, and thanks for being with us.
It's my pleasure to be here this morning, Paul, and wow, what a way to deliver that story. You sure got away with words there.
Well, in your note to me, you said, I don't want to bore people with my personal story. Are you kidding? You can't bore us with stories like that, my friend. That life is made of stories like that. And really, Wiggly's is a Detroit original, founded in the Eastern Market, and that flavor that was changed and formulated to please everyone, from grandparents to young kids. What makes Wiggly's different? What was the change? Is it because the other products are maybe have a stronger flavor and you mild it up a little bit? What was it?
Yeah, that's exactly right, Paul. You know, the traditional corned beef, you know, had a little bite to it, as I'd say, and a little afterburn. And we just figured that, you know, we want to do make corned beef for everyone to enjoy. And so we kind of mellowed it out and sweetened it out, and it really turned into a home run for us.
Boy, that's putting it mildly. It is a home run, and as we celebrate St. Patrick's Day, Wiggly's goes with everything so well. Could be folks enjoying their favorite beer goes well with that. It could be maybe you're having a
traditional... Don't forget the whiskey. Don't forget the whiskey.
The beer. I kind of downplay the beer and whiskey at this hour of the morning and tomorrow morning. I kind of downplay it, but yes, you're right. I know people will be sensible. They won't drink and drive. They'll have somebody who is not Irish tomorrow do the driving. But be that as it may, I have it the way Kim fixed it for us. Basically, the beautiful Wiggly's traditional St. Patrick's Day dinner with the cabbage, the carrots, the potatoes. But I got to tell you something. I love the stacked Wiggly's corned beef sandwich. I just got to be straight up with you on that. I love the sandwich.
Well, so do I. We got something in common there. And there's going to be a lot of sandwiches getting eaten tomorrow on St. Paddy's Day.
I'm sure there will be, no doubt. And then there's, of course, that question that I remember so well when Sean used to do your commercials here on WJR. It was the question that will be asked tomorrow by those in the know. You lean in and you say, is it Wiggly's?
Yeah, and you hope to hear the words, yes, it is, and then you know it's time to order.
Well, we want to make sure it is because of your support of us, and we support you. So tell our WJR listeners, Jim Klein, Wiggly's vice president, where we can purchase Wiggly's other than right there in Eastern Market.
Well, yeah, we're all around town, really. We're at in Canton, at the Eastern Market of Canton. We are in... Papa Joe's stores. We are we're getting pretty much spread out all across the area with Weiss's Meats and Deli up in Chesterfield, Michigan. So, you know, we're a little company and, you know, mostly based in the Eastern Market, but we're starting to spread our wings a little bit, and we're going to be spreading it more and more every year.
Was there ever a question that this was going to become your life, that this was going to become something that was so important to you, being able to follow your passion for these past 45 years?
Well, it was no question at all, Paul, because, you know, when you have an excellent product and a great man to work with, Tom Wigley, it just was a natural thing to get involved with, and I knew that's all I ever really wanted to do. In fact, you know, Tom, I think, is on his way to the studio. He's got a little care package to drop off for you guys.
Oh, boy. Don't say that unless you mean it.
I mean it.
Well, Sean's going to stick around for that. I suspect everyone will stick around for that. Care package from Wigley's just the best. Thanks for your support all year round, and especially tomorrow on our St. Patrick's Day celebration. You join a list of great sponsors that we so appreciate that make it possible for us to have 80 guests, I'm now told. The number might go up. 80 guests in our 3 hours, 6 to 9 tomorrow morning. I'm glad we got you in here today. And thank you so much, Jim, and a happy St. Patrick's Day to you.
And same to you, Paul.
As we continue on WJR.